Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. What's going on in this country is a full-on communist takeover of the United States of America. There's no question about it. And the people involved with it and the people stuffing the vaccines into your arms that are killing people and lying about it and covering it up. Soon it's going to be time to demand they go to Guantanamo. Soon it's going to be time. Someone's got to pay for what's going on. Someone's got to pay for censorship. Someone's got to pay for the violence of Black Lives Matter and Antifa and no punishment against them while you're putting our people in prison for many, many, many months without any parole while criminals go free. Rapists, murderers, people who rob stores, everything in the store, they go free. And our people on January 6th involved in a peaceful protest get put in prison for months or years with no visits allowed, no visitors of any kind, not your mother, not your father, not your sister, not your wife or husband or children, no lawyers, no haircuts allowed, no singing of the national anthem, hatred because you're a white prisoner. All of this is what's going on in the United States of America. And now an Illinois Democrat congresswoman, well, representative it says, okay, state representative, excuse me. I saw the word representative and I thought they meant congressman. An Illinois state representative calls for quarantine to observe those refusing vaccines. Phillip Park State Representative Deb Conroy, Democrat, wants to isolate or quarantine persons who are unwilling to receive vaccines, medications, or other treatments. HB 4640 scheduled to be heard in the Illinois House Human Services Committee on February 2nd. That's tomorrow. If this HB 4640 were to become law, which I'm assuming it's not, it's so heinous, it's so disgusting, it's Hitler, it is Nazi Germany. Persons exposed to an infectious disease, like COVID, could be placed under public health department observation. Only possible in a contained atmosphere with Democrat watch guards, much like a concentration camp. It would also set up a state network of data collection system for persons that have received mandated vaccines, medications, or otherwise. These people are sick in the head. Now, here's the woman. I'm going to get a pen. Please get a pen. Let's bombard her office. Her name is State Representative Deb Conroy, C-O-N-R-O-W, Democrat, Illinois. The phone number to her Springfield office is 217-782-8158. 217-782-8158. And she's got a district office in Villa Park, Illinois. The phone number is 630-415-3520. 630, area code, 415-3520. So let me repeat the two numbers one more time. Springfield office, call them both. 217-782-8158. District office, 630-415-3520. If you're in your car right now, and obviously you're driving and you can't take it down, and I don't want you to take it down, then please contact me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to get you all of her information, all of it. But you're dealing with scum. You're dealing with Nazis with jackboots. You're dealing with nutcases. These people are sick in the head. They're Hitler-esque. Look at Omar. Ilhan Omar paid thousands by a restaurant accused of stealing money intended to feed starving children. Representative Ilhan Omar has partied at and received donations from a business accused by the FBI of stealing millions of COVID relief dollars from children. Feeding Our Future received $197.9 million in 2021 to provide food to starving Minnesota children impacted by COVID-19. However, the FBI raided the nonprofit's headquarters and suggested that little or none of the money was spent feeding children. Let me repeat again. Little or none of the $197.9 million. Instead, the agency believes the nonprofit conspired with local businesses to falsify records and funnel the money into private accounts. The Pioneer Press has observed that the businesses involved in this scandal tend to be led by members of the East African diaspora. What does that mean? That means, I assume, they're Somali from Minnesota. Now, I don't even want to get involved in race. I'm not going to be the one who says that this is because they're black. It's got nothing to do with the color of their skin. What it does have to do with is they're bad people. They're evil. I don't care about the color of their skin, and I don't care where they're from, although if they are from Somalia, they're part of a group that came to America in many cases illegally, or in some cases legally, because Obama pushed them all through. And so you might argue these are illegal immigrants in many cases, like Ilhan Omar herself, who appears to be allegedly an illegal immigrant who came here under false pretenses, filled out the form with lies to get into this country, and is now an elected congresswoman. How many of the people in Somalia came to America and filled out their forms to become immigrants with lies? How many didn't mention they were criminals? How many didn't mention they spent time in prison? How many didn't mention they were part of forces that murdered and raped? One of these establishments that is allegedly involved in this scam is Safari Restaurant, a Somali eatery located in Minnesota's Powderhorn Park neighborhood, which has been a focal point of Representative Ilhan Omar's engagement with her constituents for years. She's appeared at that restaurant, Safari, numerous times, hosted her 2018 victory party at the restaurant, and the owners are now accused of stealing millions for starving children. Specifically, Safari was reimbursed for $15 million it allegedly spent serving meals to hungry children in 2020. The restaurant claims it fed 5,000 children a day, more than the St. Paul public school system. If you believe that, I've got a bridge to sell you over the Atlantic in Vegas. The FBI doubted that narrative. Remember, you can't even trust the FBI, and even they're going after them. And the highlights in a search warrant say that a Safari-affiliated shell companies purchased items like an $87,000 pickup truck, a $1 million home, and a $2.8 million mansion in Minneapolis after the alleged fraud took place. And the restaurant also just happened to donate thousands of dollars to Ilhan Omar's campaign since the fraud transpired. This is what you're dealing with, okay? Omar is not the only progressive politician who may have received stolen money. The Safari Journal, the Sehan Journal reports at least six men named by the FBI as being involved in the scandal donated to Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. Two of these are owners of Safari. A third Frey donor, Abdi Kadir Mohamud, runs Stigma Free, a group that was originally incorporated and run by Minneapolis City Council member Jamal Osman. Stigma Free also worked with Safari in perpetrating the fraud, the FBI claims. And this Abdi Kadir Mohamud was appointed by the mayor to sit on the public safety working group last year. And of course, the people that are charged here are saying, I believe this is an attack on the Somali community. The FBI is racist against Somalis. This is what's going on in our country. This is what's going on in our world. It's disgusting. It's outrageous. These people should be sent to Guantanamo for trial. They're all traitors to the United States. Joe Biden is a traitor. Fauci is a traitor. all the people at the CDC who have stuck, literally lied and covered up and saw to it that people took that vaccine, that jab, that is not a vaccine, that is gene therapy, and stuck it in their arms. And are now asking parents to stick that vaccine, that jab, that isn't a vaccine, in little children's arms and commit child abuse. And they're committing mass murder. They should be sent to Guantanamo. And again, I'm not hanging them. I'm not asking for mob justice. I want a real trial to determine what they've done, what they've covered up, what they knew and when they knew it. Here's another great story. White House recommends Spotify do more to censor Joe Rogan. I knew Joe Rogan made a giant mistake, but he's no true conservative. I like Joe Rogan. He's a Bernie Sanders supporter from 2016 who's become the largest podcast in America because of his UFC background. And on that podcast, he's become much, much, much more conservative, trending towards Wayne Root conservative. But he doesn't have any principles like I've had. I've had a lifetime as a conservative. And I know, like Trump knows, never, ever, ever apologize. Never. If you apologize to liberals, they attack you like a pack of coyotes or a pride of lions, and they'll rip you to shreds. And Joe Rogan basically apologized and caved. Now the White House recommends Spotify do more. The White House indicated today that Spotify's attempt to address what they described as coronavirus misinformation on Joe Rogan's interviews was not a strong enough response to the freedom of speech controversy. These people want to take us off the air. They want to censor us, ban us, shadow ban us, and shut us up. They want to take away our incomes, and they want to lie with impunity and destroy all dissent. And we got to stop them fast. Hi, this is Wayne on the Roof from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on
precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, Wayne on the Roots, we're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Welcome back to the show. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? I've seen so many studies about vitamin D and its effect on your health. It's always a positive effect. It's also easy for me to say. It's also study after study have shown that low levels of vitamin D do the exact opposite. They lead to bad health. A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates drop dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a two-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners, go sonsofliberty.com. That's the website, go. SonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go SonsOfLiberty.com and make sure you use the code WAR15 to get 15% off forever. WAR15 for Wayne Allyn Root. Show them you're a friend of Wayne and you get 15% off forever. Go SonsOfLiberty.com. All right, I spent the first segment of this hour talking about some really bad, nasty people. And let me throw in another one, Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg's a bad, nasty person. She basically whitewashed the entire Holocaust. That's right, on The View the other day. I mean, sickening. Sickening what she did. Sickening. I'll tell you more about it later on in this hour. But there's a lot of bad people out there. Whoopi Goldberg basically said that the Holocaust wasn't about Jews. It wasn't about race. How could it be about race? Because it was white people doing something to white people, meaning white Christian Germans murdering white Jews. So she doesn't think it had anything to do with race.
Sorry, Whoopi, it had everything to do with race. The entire Reich, the entire Third Reich, the entire Hitler era, the entire Nazi era was all about murdering Jews. Their solution to every problem in the world was murdering Jews. It had everything to do with Jews, despite Jews being white and white Germans being white. It was still about hatred, racism, anti-Semitism, and Jews. So Whoopi's in hot water and may get fired. Insiders say at ABC, who knows? Another bad guy, Joe Biden. The Biden regime rescinds deportation of an illegal alien who killed a 19-year-old girl in a new program to reduce removals, meaning reduce deportations. But they don't mean reduce it with, like, some guy who they just caught going through a red light. They're taking 19-year-old Adrienne Sophia was ejected from her car and killed when a drunk driver in Houston, Heriberto Fuerte Padilla, an illegal alien, was driving drunk at 1:30 in the afternoon. She was ejected from her car and killed. And they want to stop his deportation. They rescind it. They have stopped it. So when you talk about bad guys, lots of bad guys and gals out there, the other side is evil. I've said this on the show. I'm done. I'm throwing the gauntlet down. This is good versus evil. Now let me tell you a sad story about good. About good. Because you can't replace good. You can't replace the angels. When an angel is lost, you can never replace them. Larry Greenfield was one of my great friends for 20 years. Larry Greenfield, a big shot at the Republican Jewish Coalition, the director of the state of California, later the director of both California and Nevada, and that's how I came to meet him around 2002, so I've known him 20 years. And I started the Nevada chapter of the Republican Jewish Coalition. I was the director, and the guy who oversaw my state of Nevada chapter was Larry Greenfield. And we became fast friends, not only over politics, not only over our love for America and our love for the Republican Party and our love for Israel, but also we both had a great love for gambling. He was a great poker player, and he was so in awe of my love and my success at sports gambling. And he loved NFL football. I loved NFL football. He loved gambling on NFL football. I loved gambling on NFL football. So he was just a great American. He passed away literally just a few days ago. It was a great shock. He's my second great friend, also a Jewish Republican, Jared Weiss, who passed away in early November, and now Larry Greenfield in late January. Both of them young. Jared, 49. Larry was, I believe, 57. He was brilliant. Graduated Berkeley, Georgetown Law School, U.S. Navy Intelligence, a military veteran. A great American, Larry Greenfield. You can never replace a guy like him. A speaker, an author, he spoke at so many events around Los Angeles and Las Vegas. He spoke at synagogues, and he was just at my wedding in November, and he passed away over the weekend. We love you, Larry Greenfield. Rest in peace. God bless you. I know you're in heaven.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Gas prices keep going up. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up another penny from Monday to $3.37 a gallon. That's the highest it's been in nearly 2 months. The lowest statewide average is in Mississippi at $3.02 a gallon. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to speak on the phone with his Russian counterpart today about the tensions over Ukraine. Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are expected to discuss the buildup of tens of thousands of Russian troops on the Ukraine border and concerns over an invasion. Legendary quarterback Tom Brady is officially announcing his retirement from football. Brady posting on his Instagram he's not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. The seven-time Super Bowl champion set to turn 45 just before next season begins. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a...
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
welcome back to the show. I want to tell you a real story about our sponsor, Hero 2020. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and they forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car, and he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. Pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to run away. And the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. This is what Hero 2020 is all about. It's a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero 2020. State law restrictions may apply. Hero2020.com. We still working on our guest? All right. No problem. Here is our... Here's our story about Whoopi Goldberg. I told you I'd get to it. Insiders at ABC are saying Whoopi Goldberg is in deep, you know what, after her comments on the Holocaust Monday. She repeatedly said the Holocaust had nothing to do with race. It's not about race. It's about man's inhumanity to man. That's what it's about. She refused to admit it's about Jews, when in reality it was about Nazis killing Jews. I know. I'm a Jew. My relatives died in the Holocaust. My relatives hid in basements and attics in the Holocaust and lost everything they had. They didn't take anything away from anyone but Jews. Sparks fly as the View panel confronts Whoopi after she says the Holocaust isn't about race. No, it's not about race. But it's about what? Man's inhumanity to man. Whoopi Goldberg walked back her comments Monday evening and issued an apology. I now understand why, and for that, I'm deeply, deeply grateful, because the information they got was really helpful and helped me understand some different things. Okay. According to Page Six, Whoopi's apology isn't good enough, and ABC insiders are demanding she be fired. Sources told Page Six Whoopi's agents are panicking that she may have ruined herself for good. There's growing fury inside ABC. She says the reason it wasn't about race is because Nazis and Jews are both white. She doubled down on the claim on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Monday and then stated on Twitter, "I stand corrected." However, sources tell Page Six, that's the New York Post, staffers and fellow hosts on The View, as well as insiders at Disney, are furious that Goldberg has not been disciplined. ABC staffers and Disney Network execs are saying Whoopi went way too far, and board members are not happy with their apology, want a fuller retraction. Yeah, a fuller retraction, but they're not going to fire her. They'd fire me because I tell people that the vaccine, even though everyone has a right to get it, and if you want it, I say get it. No one's going to stop you, but if you don't want it, you shouldn't have to get it. But the fact that I point out the numbers from all around the world, that makes me a bad person. ABC would fire me over that. But try to save lives. But Whoopi Goldberg won't be fired, I guarantee you. She might get punished a little more, just a little more. They'll give her a week off or a couple of days off. By the way, real COVID numbers from Australia's largest state, New South Wales, I believe that's where Sydney is. Every day, the Australian state of New South Wales reports COVID deaths by age and vaccination status. Unlike American figures, these do not depend on inaccurate hospital reporting of vaccination status. They're not manipulated or age-adjusted. They're as close to real-time data as exists anywhere in the world. And New South Wales now reports that, let me get to the number here, in the last 15 days, of the 552 people who died of COVID in New South Wales, 417 were vaccinated compared to 135 who were unvaccinated. And by the way, 49 of them had just gotten their booster. They died the last week after getting their booster, including a man in his 30s who had no pre-existing conditions. 76% of deaths in the state that includes Sydney, Australia, since mid-January, are vaccinated people. This pandemic of the unvaccinated is the biggest lie ever told. That brings us to our guest, who's now become my hero, Pat King. He started the Canadian Freedom Convoy. You can follow him on Facebook at The Real Pat King.
Facebook.com/TheRealPatKing. He's the guy that got the Canadian Freedom Convoy going that's now blocking the border and blocking Ottawa, the capital of Canada, and making Justin Trudeau run like a scared little wussy into isolation. Meanwhile, Justin Trudeau has COVID after being triple-vaxxed. Pat King, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Show from up above, our neighbors from up above. How are you, Pat?
Hey, Wayne. I'm doing really good, actually. Can't ask to be any better than this. It's quite an exciting time to be alive.
It is. And it's an exciting time to be alive. It's a scary time to be alive, too. Your plan for truckers to shut down Ottawa, which is your version of Washington, D.C., in response to these horrible COVID mandates, tell us exactly what's happening. I heard they're sending in SWAT teams, and we don't know what to expect. Maybe there's going to be a bloodbath like Tiananmen Square, or maybe they're just going to arrest everybody, and it'll cause fights, or maybe nothing will happen, and you guys will make government stand down, like that one guy in Tiananmen Square made the tank stand down and changed everything in those days in China. I hope you can change everything. Tell us what's happening.
Well, just to reestablish this, there is no SWAT teams. There is no police presence that is aggressive. Actually, the police are helping us carry food in to the truckers because we've got the whole city gridlocked pretty much, the downtown section anyway. The fuel that they're denying us to get in because they're pretty much trying to dry us out, is getting snuck in to the trucks so that through covert ops to try and bring in, carry cans of diesels for these trucks. But, you know what? All in all, Wayne, it's totally peaceful. Everybody's having a great time. There's dance parties down on the hill. There's DJs, light shows, you know, just a, I've been describing it as one of the largest tailgate parties in Canadian history.
It's so funny because I ran a conservative website yesterday, three different stories about SWAT teams being sent to take down the truckers, and none of that is happening. I'm very glad to hear that. It's just funny that they had videos interviewing people saying they saw the SWAT trucks going by and the SWAT's coming now, and I'm glad to hear that's not happening. You've got truckers that are blocking, I believe, a border with the United States and Canada. Near Montana, and you've also got lots of truckers filling the streets of Ottawa, which is your version of Washington, D.C. Am I correct in where the truckers have all congregated?
So we've got basically eight streets in downtown Ottawa, eight major arteries in Ottawa blocked. But we have them blocked in a manner that we can still get emergency people in and out. So we're not impeding on the emergency response of the Ottawa Police Services or the EMS services or anything like that. We're actually doing this very respectfully and very very professionally. We've got side streets open for traffic to shuttle in and out. We're not really putting a hamper on it too much. But what is the big part is the horns. These guys have fog horns, they've got ship horns, they've got train horns, and it's like the horns of heaven are just bellowing in downtown Ottawa. People are saying they can hear the horns 100 kilometers away. It's so loud.
How many trucks are part of your Canadian convoy?
At last count from OPP, it was 57,000.
Holy crap. And I heard you've inspired truckers in the United States now. They're talking about they want to get together 700,000 trucks to stretch from California to Washington, D.C. and block all the highways and just block the entire D.C. when they all get there. Have you spoken to American truckers that you've inspired?
I've had a few conversations with a few on social media, none with anybody that's doing anything to coordinate or organize anything. The same when you said with the border blockades that are happening in Alberta and Montana. I'm not sure who's doing that. It isn't us, but I do know people are doing that in solidarity with us to show their support across the globe. Well, across the continent of North America, as well as across the globe. So you've got countries all over Europe that are doing it. Australia's doing it. France. Where was the other one? India was doing a little one, and a few places in some small countries. But there is a global support network of people that are seeing hope that people can actually make a difference without ever having to be violent or without ever having to be disruptive to daily living. We can do this respectfully, but understand that our truck drivers, they're professionals. They are professional drivers. They know what they're doing. Their logistics and their coordination and their dispatch is impeccable.
You know, it's funny, Pat, because I'm a blue-collar son of a butcher, but I went to an Ivy League school, graduated valedictorian in my class, got into Columbia University, and I found a bunch of really rich, smart kids who got great SAT scores, but they were all idiots when it comes to common sense. And I've always said that I'm a person who feels more at home with butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, and truckers than I ever would be with Ivy Leaguers who I think have no common sense. And, of course, every Ivy Leaguer in America is a big liberal, in America meaning a communist, a leftist, a Democrat, and I'm sure in Canada it's the same thing. And all the fancy degrees, they have no common sense, but I love the truckers. You guys have common sense, and the common sense is that this vaccine is dangerous, and we have a right to decline it. We don't have to say no one should get it. If you want it, get it. But I assume you agree, if someone wants it, get it. If they don't want it, they should not be forced to get it, and that's what this is all about. The music is on. Pat, can I ask you to wait 5 minutes and stay for the other side of the break? And yeah, great. All right, so be ready to answer that question when we get back. Exactly what does the mandate mean to you and your truckers, and why are you so against, or so many truckers, against the vaccine, just like I am, by the way. I will never take the vaccine. I will never let any of my kids take the vaccine. I won't let my wife take the vaccine. We're not taking that vaccine. I believe it's dangerous, it's deadly, it's poisonous. But if someone wants it, God bless you. Go take it. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman.
Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Way Down the Route, welcome back to Way Down the Route, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio. The Route, the Route, the Route's on fire. We got Pat King with us, who started the Canadian Freedom Convoy. Follow him on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheRealPatKing. So I've got so many questions for you, Pat. I'm not even going to do the live read. I'm going to go straight to you. Only for you would I do this. You're the first guest other than President Trump where I didn't do the live read to thank our sponsor because I want to get every second in with you. I've got audience members asking me about gasoline. You got 57,000 trucks blocking and convoying. And how do they how does the gas last? How do you get them gas?
Well, right now we use what's just slip tanks, which are in the back of pickup trucks. For the ones that are gridlocked on the city streets, we're bringing in diesel jerry cans full of diesel. And then we're also, so picture this, you have a road triple wide blocked with trucks. Now we have access in the back and we have access out the front. So we move two trucks out to a fueling station while two trucks move forward. And then vice versa, two trucks come in the back.
This is great.
And take up position.
And who's now paying for all this? Who's paying for all this gas? How do you have the money to fuel up 57,000 trucks? Tell everybody out there what you've accomplished on GoFundMe.
So, what the Canadians and people all around the world who want to see this happen and want to see this take place because they know stuff is wrong, they've dug in deep into their pockets and they've donated money to a GoFundMe page, which we've been able to successfully raise just over $9 million.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Yeah. What about the citizens? I heard there were citizens coming out all over Canada lining the highways to watch your trucks go by. Is that right?
Lining the highways, they were in the roads, they were high-fiving, they were trying to jump on our trucks, they were throwing fireworks, there was kids giving us cookies and crying and people on their knees praying and people just the amount of support when we rolled down the highway not knowing what we were getting into and then seeing what we were getting into was just absolutely profound. Never saw anything like that in my life.
Pat King is the man who organized the Canadian Freedom Convoy, 57,000 trucks protesting the vaccine mandate, demanding an end to the vaccine mandates. Look, I'm the most anti-vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccine, by the way. I'm anti this vaccine. Other vaccines are fine. Smallpox doesn't give you smallpox. Polio vaccine doesn't give you polio. But when you take the COVID vaccine, look how many people have COVID who are triple vaccinated. It's ridiculous, including your prime minister. What was your prime minister's words? Didn't he say you're all racist and you're all terrible people and hateful? What did Justin Trudeau say about you?
We're racist, we're terrorists, and we're misogynistic, which means basically we would wish our wives to stay at home and be barefoot and pregnant and make us a sandwich.
So the wives
are in the trucks with them.
Yeah. When we watch this from down below, your southern neighbors in the United States, we have seen such tyranny in Canada. Canada is like California and New York, which I think are both tyrannical states run by communist dictators, and everybody's got to be vaccinated or you can't go to a restaurant. I live in Las Vegas, where I go wherever I want unvaccinated. No one asks me a thing. No one cares. And so when we look at Canada, it seems like your state is hypnotized by liberal policies and everyone's gotten the vaccine. Obviously, with the outpouring of support and the truckers and the people in the streets, that's not true. Not everybody is walking in lockstep for the vaccine in Canada, correct?
That's 100% correct. We're like a mushroom, kept in the dark and always fed, you know. So we got a television programming that everybody faithfully watches, and that's called the CBC, or the Criminal Broadcasting Corporation. Here in Canada,
yeah.
And they watch it like it's religion, and they pump it up, so they've got everybody so fearful, and they've exhausted the numbers, they've exaggerated them beyond amounts that you would think were even possible, until you see what happens when we come down the road, and you know that we are not, he also called us a minority fringe movement. 1.4 million people, just people alone on Saturday in Ottawa, is kind of bigger than a minority fringe movement, and then the amount of support across Canada.
Pat, wait. I got to break in. You're telling me that in one day, in one city, your capital, Ottawa, on one day, Saturday, 1.4 million people came out in support of you in the streets?
That's right.
Wow, that's stunning.
You betcha.
That's stunning. And Canada's only a country of, what, 33 million people. 1.4 million in one city on one day came out to support you?
37 million people is the population of Canada, but you got to understand we have 57,000 trucks. That's two drivers sometimes on average, mostly one driver, but majority of them have two drivers and their wives and family members. And then you have Quebec. And Quebec alone brought about 500,000 of their own people over.
So let me ask you something. How are goods getting to market?
Inside of Canada that has actually got the worst mandates ever to the point that you cannot move anywhere in the province of Quebec without being vaxxed or wearing masks. Now we've successfully helped in influencing the Quebec province and their premier, François Legault, to drop what he wanted to implement was a vax tax. So if you're not vaccinated, you have to pay an increase.
Yeah, they dropped that today, right?
Yeah, they just dropped it today.
Congratulations. Great. Pat, I love you. Great job. You're doing a fantastic job. You are on the side of God and the angels, my friend. You are showing everyone in America how it needs to be done. God bless the Canadian truckers and the Canadian Freedom Convoy. You can reach them, facebook.com/TheRealPatKing. Pat King started the Canadian Freedom Convoy. Thank you, my friend. Keep on trucking. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Look forward to talking to you again. Thanks, sir.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
B5.